is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Supreme Court expected to rule this morning over whether former President Donald Trump has broad immunity over prosecution for any actions that he took as president. For any actions there, former top aide Steve Bannon reporting to prison today for his four-month sentence for refusing to testify before Congress about January 6th. Former Presidents Obama and Clinton among the Democrats doubling down, it said, on their support for Joe Biden even after last week's disastrous debate performance.
Political reports Biden's family is urging him to fire or demote top campaign aides for not preparing him to go on the attack and for overworking him before the debate. A new poll shows 72% of registered voters do not believe Biden has the mental or cognitive health necessary to serve as president.
ABC's M. Nguyen. Boeing agreeing to a deal with the Justice Department that would avoid a trial over 737 MAX crashes that killed hundreds of people. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Milwaukee Brewers still aren't saying why an escalator malfunctioned at American Family Field that broke while people were riding it Saturday. 11 people were injured. 6 of them had to go to the hospital. It's not clear exactly what happened or when the escalator might go back in service. Senator Bernie Sanders says he understands Democrats' concerns about President Biden.
But if we are going to protect democracy, if we're going to protect workers' rights, if we're going to deal with climate change, if we're going to deal with women's rights, the choice is absolutely clear.
Sanders, speaking with WISN-TV's Up Front, Sanders gave several speeches around Wisconsin last week. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
1490 The Eagle, WLCX. I'm Jimmy Cuska. The Mississippi River at La Crosse is currently just over 14 feet and is expected to stay there through at least the 4th of July, according to the National Weather Service. With the Mississippi River at moderate flood stage, several trails and boat landings along the river are closed, and La Crosse police are enforcing slow, no-wake zones to protect properties along the shorelines of the Mississippi and Black Rivers. The Mississippi River is at major flood stage to the north, and flood emergencies have been declared south in Prairie du Chien. Now that the state of Wisconsin is receiving money as part of a settlement with opioid manufacturers, officials have begun distributing some of the money as grants to help communities around the state. In Monroe County, $250,000 is being given to the Sparta Police Department to support its community-based recovery program. The money will be used to hire a police officer who will focus on substance use cases. Wisconsin will receive $750 million over the next 15 years from the settlement. For WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
The Brewers head to Colorado. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The first place Brewers open a 4-game series tonight against the Rockies at Coors Field in Denver. Milwaukee with a 7-1 win over the Cubs thanks to another grand slam by Bryce Turang. How have the Brewers been able to tie a major league record with 5 grand slams in just 8 games? Manager Pat Murphy.
It's a secret plan how to hit homers with the bases loaded. We bought it. It was a recipe online and we got it.
Meanwhile, the Cubs losing their 7th consecutive series on the road. Craig Counsell, asked of starter Kyle Hendricks, looked overwhelmed, giving up a home run to Yelich and a grand slam to Turang in the 4th.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it was a little bit, right? Look, we can still get out of that inning, too. And it's, you know, it's a 3-1 game, and he made some pitches, and they put him over the fence.
NBA Paul George has told the Clippers he'll not return. He might be headed to Philadelphia. Meanwhile, there's been a rumor for weeks the Bucks were shopping 36-year-old Brooke Lopez around, but so far, no new developments. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
We have some rain and thunderstorms on the way late tonight, tomorrow into tomorrow night, and we're talking the potential for some locally heavy rainfall amounts of 1 to 2 inches, maybe more in a few spots from late tonight through tomorrow into tomorrow night. Today, partly cloudy, a little breezy, 75. Rain starts late tonight. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Republican legislators continue to sit on $125 million that should be used right now to clean PFAS out of contaminated drinking water and groundwater across Wisconsin because they don't like the governor's line item vetoes, to which the proper legal response is, too bad, you don't have the votes. Stop being crybabies about it.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Maggie Dawn.
I'm calling it now before the opinion actually drops. On Monday, the Supreme Court is going to decide that in some situations, American presidents are kings. There's no better place to hear the breakdown.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. This is the talk of La Crosse. Eagle 1490 AM.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Good morning, Chief Calvin. How you doing, man?
I'm doing pretty good. You know, I'm loving this cool weather, but I think we're going to get a heat wave at the end of the week.
How was your weekend, man?
It was good. A little too short, but it always is. How's yours?
Man, I had a very busy and active weekend, and I don't know if you guys have heard of Governor Wes Moore. He is the governor of Baltimore, of Maryland, and he's the third black governor in the history of our nation. Very young man, Rhodes Scholar, military guy who's done an awful lot in the short time that he's been a governor. You know, he said he's been in politics for 18 months, but he's already risen to the rank of governor. He was in Milwaukee. I got to hang out with him a little bit on Saturday, and so he's agreed to spend some time on the air with us, Calvin, as his schedule allows. I'm really, really excited about having an opportunity to talk with the man. You would probably remember him when the bridge came down in Baltimore, when that ship hit that bridge and that bridge came down. There was this young black guy who they kept showing and who kept speaking. Well, that was Wes Moore. He received national recognition at, you know, a time when, you know, unfortunately, a difficult time. But since then, he has actually been, you know, a beacon of light, and the Democratic Party understands that, and he's now working not only as the governor, but working towards the reelection of President Joe Biden. And so great opportunity to kind of have some dialogue with him. I'm excited about the fact that he's willing to spend some time on the air with me. And I'll tell you, I've been trying to get, sometimes I think it falls on deaf ears, what's happening in black Milwaukee nationally. As I'll be joined this morning at 9:20 by Minority Whip Congressman Jim Clyburn to talk about Joe Biden and the election and the importance of the black vote in Milwaukee. So Jim Clyburn, Congressman Jim Clyburn, is going to be joining me at 9:20. But I'll tell you, Calvin, what I really want to talk about. There's a lot of things we're going to talk about this morning. But one of them is regulations. And you've heard of regulations, right?
Of course.
Well, you know, people need this. There's this battle going on, and I'm going to tie all these things together this morning. You hear the Republicans saying, we need to cut regulations. You heard Donald Trump on the air in the debate. We got to cut regulations. On the other hand, President Biden and the Democrats keep fighting for regulations because they know that regulations are to protect the American people. If you are an American and you don't need to be protected from corporations and you feel that corporations are going to do the right thing and going to do the Christian thing, you really misinformed. Corporations' bottom line is profit. And I don't care what Donald Trump says. That's the bottom line of corporations. And so the fact that they want to cut regulations to protect you, and you don't understand that, you got some other things going on in your mind. Hopefully after I get through explaining some things this morning, you may change your mind. So here's the difference between the letter of the law and rules of regulations. Letter of the law. Laws are the products of written statutes passed by either the U.S. Congress or state legislature. The legislatures create bills that, when passed by a vote, become statutory law. So Sandy will be here tomorrow, and we'll go into depth in what all of this means. For example, in response to the stock market crash of 1929, Congress passed the Securities and Exchange Act of 1934 in an effort to curb securities fraud and insider trading. The act is codified in the United States Code as Title 15, Section 78A, and among other things, prohibits the disclosure of false or misleading information related to securities transactions. Now, and that's a brief synopsis of what it is. Rules of regulations. Regulations, on the other hand, are standards and rules adopted by administrative agencies that govern how laws will be enforced. So any agency like the SEC can have its own regulations for enforcing major security laws and others. For instance, while the Securities and Exchange Act prohibits using insider or non-public information to make trades, the SEC can have its own rules on how it will investigate charges of insider trading. So bear with me a couple minutes before I go to the phone lines. You're tuned into a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. Let me tell you about what is transpiring. While, you know, the argument about what Donald Trump is doing is so great and why it is so critically important for you, whether you're on the left or the right, to understand what's transpiring in this nation that's impacting you. The Supreme Court on Friday significantly weakened the power of federal agencies to approve regulations in a major decision that could have sweeping implications for the environment, public health, and the workplace. The 6-3 ruling overturning the precedent from 1984 will shift the balance of power between the executive and the judicial branches and hands an important victory to conservatives who have sought for years to rein in the regulatory authority of the administrative state. The lawsuits were filed by two groups of fishermen. The decision overturns the Chevron versus Natural Resources Defense Council precedent that required courts to give deference to federal agencies when creating regulations based on an ambiguous law. Congress routinely enacts open-ended laws that give latitude to agencies to work out and adjust the details to new circumstances. Now, let me stick a pin in that for a second, and let me run over here, and I'm going to be jumping back and forth, and then I'm going to go to the phone lines. Listen to this. The dirty secret of California's legal weed. Weed is legal in California. We're talking about regulations and why it's so critically important that regulations exist. How many of you are aware that the marijuana that the government is producing has contaminants in it? Cancer-causing contaminants. Hey, the government says it's okay, and they're kind of in the weed business. But the fact that the regulations are so lax that what is being used to make sure that the weed is not being consumed by boll weevils and others, our pesticides are used. Cancer-causing pesticides that the government is aware of, and that you, the poor citizen, has no concept at all. This is an article in the Los Angeles Times on Friday. The social media, aging yuppies in neon beachwear stand before a green wall with the catchphrase, "You have changed. So has cannabis." The social media post is part of Real California Cannabis, a $5 million taxpayer-funded campaign to promote California's cannabis as safe, tested, and regulated by the state to protect consumers. In reality, the safety is far from certain. We're talking about regulations and why it's critically important that regulations exist in this nation. An investigation by the Times in conjunction with the cannabis industry newsletter, Weed Week, found alarming levels of pesticides and cannabis products available on dispensary shelves across the state, including some of the most popular brands of vapes and pre-rolled weed. 25 of 42 legal cannabis products that the Times and Weed Week purchased from retail stores and had tested at private labs showed concentrations of pesticides above levels the state allows or at levels exceeding federal standards for tobacco. The contaminants include chemicals tied to cancer, liver failure, thyroid disease, and genetic and neurologic harm to users and unborn children. I repeat, those of you who support, well, there's too many regulations. We need to open. Regulations are causing businesses problems. You just don't understand the importance of regulations. And because of your ignorance of not understanding what regulations mean, Republicans are reaping the benefits, making money, corporations, record-breaking profits at the expense of the health of the American people. 844-967-2789. Hang on the phone lines. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, Lacrosse's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
The celebration of Independence Day, the adoption of the Declaration of Independence on July 4th, 1776, has a rich history in Wisconsin, too. The holiday commemorates the freedom from British rule for 13 colonies. Is Wisconsin one of those original colonies? The answer coming up. Ringing cowbells and dancing. Residents in Watertown understood the importance of July 4th and held one of the earliest Independence Day celebrations in 1840. Captain Nicholas brought news of of Independence Day when he docked at the end of Pearl Street in La Crosse and hosted a celebration in 1846. So now does the 1776 Declaration of Independence from British rule include Wisconsin? No. Documents show Wisconsin was part of British territory, but so far to the west at that time, there's no impact. Wisconsin instead pushed forward to become a state in 1848. A slice of your 4th of July Wisconsin history. I'm Terry Barr.
You're listening to the Talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
All right, welcome back to a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. So you don't like regulations, huh? Let's go to Mike from Kenosha. Good morning to you, Mike. How you doing, my friend?
Hey, good morning. Happy Motown Monday to you.
Yes, sir.
Audience today. Beautiful morning. You know, couple things here very quickly. You know, we heard all last week how Biden was being prepped in Camp David. He had all these experts, you know, playing the role of Donald Trump, and they're prepping all week, you know, for a very, very important debate in front of the American people, in front of the world. And right out of the blocks, he stumbled horribly. He looked bad. His mouth was agape. He looked like Casper the Ghost, for crying out loud. And it just seems very, very odd. You know, who are these people prepping him? And it just doesn't look right. And, you know, I couldn't help but think about elections and this nonstop electioneering that we have morphed into here in America when we have another nations around us. Canada has a 30 to 60 day campaigning window. Mexico is similar to that. Many democracies across the world limit their electioneering and regulate their elections much, much more than we do. I don't think there's anybody that felt good about the debate the other night.
So Mike, hang on a second. So I'm going to talk about the debate and Joe Biden later on in the show. I'm wondering about your thoughts on regulations. You know, because, you know, you constantly are hearing Donald Trump and Republicans and business people complaining and clamoring about regulations, man. Where would we be if we leave it up to corporations to do whatever it is they want to do? It's almost like that now, but the fact that the Supreme Court has just basically, you know, given them freedom and to take away the rights of those elected officials that we have to petition these corporations to do the right thing, that's where we are now, okay? And I'll tell you something. I just read this thing about what's happening with legalized marijuana, the cancer-causing, you know, things that are in them, and yet the people aren't even aware of it. Look, the politics of the election and whether or not Joe Biden should remain. We're going to talk about, but man, I would be remiss if we didn't spend some time talking about the fact that they're looking to take away regulations.
It doesn't make any sense. Regulations, nobody wants to be told what to do. Nobody likes it when people are, you know, when you feel people are looking over your shoulder. But we live in a world of human beings who are probably the most imperfect of many of the animal species that we find ourselves in, you know. And when you put the cannabis industry up as an example, when even that industry has a lot of greed and people who will cut corners just for that extra dollar, that's exactly the reason why we have laws. It's why we have a court system, is because, unfortunately, we make mistakes. We're fallible as human beings, and we must, you know, have a system that deals with this. You know, we'll always have, you know, that neighbor who walks his dog but won't pick up after
right.
You know, we'll always have those people that run stop signs. You know, we'll always have that. We just have to be ahead of it. And use common sense when we're dealing with this stuff. But I got to tell you, you know, I think where we need to start as far as our regulatory oversight and spending a lot of time to get it right, it's in our elections. When we have allowed huge amounts of, you know, Leonard Leo has got a $1 billion budget that he can put in any dark corner that he chooses. And for some reason, the American people think that's okay. Geez, what can go wrong? Well, we know what can go wrong because we see it with the Supreme Court in its takeover.
Mike, thank you very much for the call. You know, I'm going to get to the other callers. I want to give you guys an opportunity to chime in. So hang tight with me. You know, the air, the water, the land, the food, and Tony, in his text is absolutely right. Maybe a better way of explaining this in a better term instead of regulation is protections. Tony, again, can't trust big business. As you said, they only care about profit. You know, so we're at a point where because people don't understand, either you don't have time or you trust, you know, your family's and my family's health is put in jeopardy because of greedy people who don't give a rip about you and your family. The only value that your family has is to you. The average American's value to the nation and corporations is zilch. Your family and your loved ones only mean something to you. And so when you don't understand that, and you think that there are these corporations and businesses that value your families, you're 100% incorrect, and that's why these things can happen. 844-967-2789. You're tuned into a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show.
Listening to the Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. An audit says it's taking longer for the state of Wisconsin Crime Lab to process sexual assault evidence kits. Tests are supposed to be done in 6 months, but the Legislative Audit Bureau says it's taking closer to 9 months. A U.S. Supreme Court ruling late last week means abortions will still be available in emergencies, at least for now. The case comes from Idaho, where doctors say they're still concerned about the prospect of going to jail.
It's already hard enough to make these critical decisions in the moment. And if you're stuck on, okay, I can go down path A, but I'm not allowed to go down path B, that is very confusing for both clinicians and the patients and the shared decision making that we do.
Dr. Stella Dantas is president of the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For 1490 The Eagle, WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Two La Crosse City Government committees will meet today. The Public Works Board will consider several utility requests and approval of a rate study for water utility service in the city. Then the City Plan Commission will consider several rezoning requests and hold a public hearing on the five-year capital improvement project budget, which now includes funding for the Northside Community Pool and Forest Hills Tennis Courts after weeks of public comments strongly supporting the two projects at a combined cost of $1.5 million. A grant received by the City of La Crosse may make it a little easier for the city to promote one of its new ordinances. La Crosse received $20,000 from the AARP of Wisconsin, which it will use to create a challenge for designing accessory dwelling units, which are smaller homes on the properties of regular homes. The units are sometimes used to house older people to be closer to their families. The design challenge will run through the end of 2024. More information is available on the city's website. For 1490 The Eagle WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The ladies of The View are always outspoken, to say the least, especially one in particular. Joy Behar recently said she still plans to get it on with a woman. When asked by fellow hosts Sandra Bernhard and Judy Gold if she's ever been with a woman, the 81-year-old Behar says no, but someday I will be. Behar clarified that she would do it when she was in her 90s. Sexy. It wouldn't be totally unheard of for Behar to take a walk on the wild side late in life. She met her current husband, Steve Janowitz, at a semi-nudist colony in 1982. Behar says Janowitz was naked. She was not, adding that for her to be naked in front of a man, she has to be in his will. The couple dated for 30 years before tying the knot in 2011. When asked why their courtship lasted so long, Behar said they wanted to wait until both sets of parents were dead so there'd be no in-laws. Behar was married to her previous husband, Joe, for 19 years, who I'm guessing she met playing Spin the Bottle. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
We have some rain and thunderstorms on the way late tonight, tomorrow into tomorrow night, and we're talking the potential for some locally heavy rainfall amounts of 1 to 2 inches, maybe more in a few spots from late tonight through tomorrow into tomorrow night. Today, partly cloudy, a little breezy, 75, rain starts late tonight. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Waterworld, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
The big winners are in for the Scotty Summer Contest.
Exciting. Let's listen to the calls.
Hi, who's this?
It's Tori.
You're one of our grand prize winners.
All right, man. Great to hear this morning.
We got some good news for you.
Okay.
You are one of our grand prize winners.
Really?
Yes.
Awesome. Winning is fun. Just ask Tammy from Baraboo and Tori from Kewaunee.
Thank you. That's great.
Listen for future chances to text and win on your local Civic Media radio station and the app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on this show, Representative Mark Pocan joins us to talk about National Postal Workers Day, and we'll hear from Dean Muller with the Wisconsin for Environmental Justice. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
All right, welcome back. to the Earl Ingram Show, a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. We're talking about regulations and the fact that a Republican-controlled Supreme Court just overrode a law that has been in place since 1984 that gives your elected officials, Congress and Senate, the right to regulate many of these major corporations. A Republican-controlled Supreme Court just overturned that. And you need to understand the impact of what that means. And maybe, you know, and I can understand if you don't, but that's what I'm here trying to, you know, send up smoke signals and sound the alarm. Let's go to Tom from L.A. Hey, good morning to you, Tom. How you doing, man?
Good morning, Earl. First off, I think that what they should be calling, someone said protections, which is great, but maybe referees on the field, to bring it into, you know, a sports analogy, because it's very important. Here's the one thing that I find that's really, you know, one, regulation is good, especially for the big corporations, because it actually creates new jobs. If you have to have a certain regulation on something, all of a sudden you got to come up with a new and genius idea of how it is that you can do something different. And that actually does spur what we call here in America free enterprise. But the problem I see, because I deal with mom and pop businesses every day, and we got to somehow distinguish the difference, not between small business and big business, but mom and pop neighborhood type businesses versus the big corporations. Because what happens is the mom and pops are getting a lot of referees on the field that they don't actually, well, let's put it this way. The big corporations get the regulations that they get. And then all of a sudden, a mom and pop may get a new thing that they have to do that they really can't afford because they're not really, you know, rich like the big guys. So all of a sudden they start falling into that trap and that messaging of, you know, government's trying to make it so I can't do business. Do you understand what I mean? And it's really important that we start distinguishing because the Democratic Party is really much more for the mom and pop type small business. And all we're trying to do on the Democratic side is to reel in the big corporations, just like mom and pop, you know, I don't know, locksmith or jewelry store. Take anything that used to be from the old Yellow Pages. And the thing is, most of those people, you know, they don't need a lot of regulation as much as the big corporations do. They don't need much of the interference that they do, because then they get, you know, if they feel bad about government, they think government is, oh yeah, the big corporations are right, all they do is, you know, tax us to death and regulate us and they want to unionize us. And it's like, no, if you have an Excel spreadsheet and you don't know everybody's name on there, then it's time to unionize. But if you're just a small little mom and pop shop and you know your employees, no reason to unionize. But I think there's got to be a difference, and we can't say small business because Republicans have destroyed that word. It's got to be something, either independent retailer, mom and pop, because these guys, they get a regulation on them that is really kind of unnecessary in some ways, and all of a sudden they believe in the big business, and the big business does need to be have referees.
So Tom, you're in California. The weed business that has come into existence, the people who are smoking government-controlled pot expect it not to be poisonous to them. And so that's not asking too much. And so when you find, as this research states, that those people are being poisoned by their government, Republicans who don't give a rip because they're the ones who want to overturn these regulations. Nobody's talking about mom and pop. We're talking about major corporations that do major harm across this nation and across the world in order to make a buck. And so making a buck should never come before the health of an American citizen. If they know that there's something that endangers them, they should be made aware of it so they can make a decision on whether or not they want to do that or not. But for heaven's sakes, to keep that secret is not right.
100% correct. And what I would also say is the more corporatization that you get of the weed industry, you're probably going to see more of it, just like you do with big food.
Right.
I mean, we've talked about that on the show before, about the fact that the food that you eat every day and the steroids that they put in the meat.
Right.
And the things that cancer-causing stuff and everything. That's why we need a strong FDA. But because of corporate capture, we have a problem there. I mean, think about it. The Sackler family isn't going to pay for what they did with all the opioid crisis.
Well, so it's right, Tom, but the issue is, again, as you stated, the people you elect, they're supposed to do that on your behalf in a representative government. But we as a populace don't see that. We don't police that. And so we elect people, we put them in office, and we don't oversee that. And what do they do? And like the Supreme Court just rendered these decisions that's going to cause the death of many Americans because of a buck. Thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Brendan from New Jersey. Good morning to you, Brendan. Thank you for the call. You say what?
I just wanted to say that, you know, really, this is definitely just a case of the fish stinking from the head down. We got to get the two people out of that Supreme Court that have already been, this is all part of the money that they got. These decisions are being made by them. They're pushing the conservative side of the court. And let's call it what it is. This is the beginning, folks, of Project 2025. This is class warfare. It's that simple. That's all it is. And their ability to not give us proper food that's been checked properly, sell the people that enjoy marijuana crappy marijuana that's going to make them sick and harm them. You know, this is just all part of Trump's plan and the Heritage Foundation's plan. And so if people don't wake up and they don't get to the polls, you're right, girl, people are going to die. And there's nothing anybody's going to be able to do about it.
Well, you know, Brendan, the tragedy in it is people who vote Republican, their family's going to suffer the consequences as well as those who don't vote Republican. There is no argument that the Republican side of things supports deregulation. That's what they do. And so I don't understand the average American supporting deregulation on things that protect them and their families. I just don't, for the life of me, I don't know what's going on in somebody's head that Donald Trump can talk about deregulation as he did in the debate openly. And yet when I present these stories, these fact-based stories, not a mumbling word from a Republican or a conservative, right? They can't fight this truth. And again, because, you know, they've been misled. Thank you very much for the call, Brendan. Susan from Kenosha, good morning to you. You say what?
What do I say? I say this is another form of Republican control. The Chevron agreement was a very weak agreement, but it did keep us fairly safe as far as our water and our air. It rolls back a lot of stuff. But when Trump said, what are you going to do about this? He said, we're going to drill, baby, drill. So this is part of Project 25. They're taking away our rights. They're taking away our clean air, our water. If you notice, and I don't know if you've noticed it, but I have people who actually still work in the medical field. There is a rise and increase of cancer between the ages of 30 and 55. Cancer deaths and really unique cancers that have never been seen. They're very aggressive.
Well, they're manufactured.
Yes, because we're manufacturing these pollutants, which our young kids are eating and ingesting, smoking, whatever. And if we don't stop this is going to continue on. And Republican and Democrat young people will be exposed to this. These people of wealth do not care about your kids. Would you, Americans, wake up? We need to get back on the track of cleaning our air, cleaning our water, cleaning our food, so that we can compete with the rest of the world.
You know, Susan,
and that's what people don't understand.
You know, Susan, we could talk about Joe Biden and how he appeared, which we'll talk about, you know, a little later on in the show, and how he appeared on the TV the other day. But the one thing you can't argue about is Joe Biden supports regulations. And regulations, again, are more important to me than whether or not Joe Biden, you know, didn't remember his name. What does he stand for? What is he fighting for? What are the Democrats fighting for? They're fighting to expose corporations for the dirty deeds they are doing in this nation. You want to talk about enemies of the people? We spent all that money on defense. But how much money are we spending on stopping corporations from causing irreparable harm to our families? I'm not making it up. You know, look it up. You know, the dirty, dangerous secret of California's legal weed market. And I'm sure if it's happening in California, it's happening other places as well. You know, just like the Brendan, just like with abortion, when it comes to deregulation, the rich will always be safe. The rich will always get a safe abortion. Tony, man, I feel like I fade to start growing my own food. I don't have that kind of time. You know, man, these are the things that are at stake in this election. They really are. We can talk about all the other things. Hey, Joe Biden, his memory is not what it was. Joe Biden, hey, man, that decision that was just rendered by a Republican-controlled Supreme Court, the decision that's going to be rendered, and all these crazy and wacky decisions that don't benefit you and I that have been rendered by the Republican-controlled Supreme Court, which is not supposed to be that. It's not a coincidence that none of those things benefit you and I. 844-967-2789 is the number. A Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, LaCrosse's home for the Todd Allball Show.
The Todd Alba Show.
Brady joining us live via phone.
I tell the guys before every game, and honestly try to do it before every practice, challenge is going to come. This team is not just going to show up and allow us to walk all over them and win. Really what matters is how are we going to respond to that. And if you can adapt and use it as a learning opportunity, it's going to set you up to go accomplish darn near anything you want to.
I think there are a lot of people that need to hear that message today.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
When I smoke weed, I get lost in the music. I like to isolate each instrument. The rhythmic bass, the harmonies on the piano, the sticky melody.
Hey. Careful, babe. There's someone crossing the street.
Sorry, I didn't see him there.
If you feel different, you drive different. Don't drive high. It's dangerous and illegal everywhere. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Eagle 1490 AM.
We shall run across the sky and earn money the night. Oh, I'm trying.
All right, welcome back to a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Before I go back to the phone lines, I just want to add this morsel as well. Where is the United States Supreme Court on this? Oklahoma State Superintendent announces all schools must incorporate the Bible and the Ten Commandments in the curriculum. Yeah, that's right. All Oklahoma schools are required to incorporate the Bible and the Ten Commandments in their curriculums, effective immediately. The state's chief education officer announced in a memorandum this past Thursday. At a State Board of Education meeting, Oklahoma State Superintendent of Public Instruction Ryan Walters said the Bible is one of the most fundamental documents used for the Constitution and the birth of our country. It's crystal clear to us that in Oklahoma academic standards under the 70 on under Title 70 on multiple occasions, the Bible is a necessary historic document to teach our kids about the history of this country, to have complete understanding of Western civilization, to have an understanding of the basis of our legal system, Walter said. Every classroom in the state from grades 5 through 12 must have a Bible, and all teachers must teach from the Bible in the classroom, Walter said. Where's the United States Supreme Court on that? 844-967-2789. Good morning to you, Gene. How you doing? Thank you for the call.
Oh, good morning, Earl. Thank you so much for all your coverage of these really, really important issues that are significantly going to impact our country and have been impacting our country for the past 8 years at least. First of all, I want to quick say one thing. Is I was very saddened to see Joe Biden in the situation he was in. But I have to tell you, you know, at 69, precinct 70 like you, you know, when you get in a situation where all of a sudden somebody is lying and lying and lying, and every single word that's coming out of their mouth is not truth, it's an outright lie, you know, just thrown at you.
So, Gene, let me ask you, because we're going to talk about that after the break. But well, your thoughts on the Ten Commandments and regulations and those things. And you can call back and we can talk about Joe Biden. Your thoughts on that?
I I didn't know if you'd go back to it, but
yes.
You know what? We have to have regulations. Think about dumping. Think about car manufacturers. Think about prescription drugs. Think about medical standards. Think about hospital. Think about insurance policies. Think about every single thing in your life. If there's no regulations on this, the snake oil salesmen are going to be making a fortune, and nobody will have any backing whatsoever for anything in their life. Home loans, having your house built for you, anything that
right.
people go to school for, people need to do it. Come on, folks. This is nuts. Anyway, thank you very much, Earl.
Hey,
great show.
Hey, thank you very much, Gene. I appreciate it. Hey, Karina, how you doing? All right. So, for the life of me, you know, these things are happening so quickly that the American people are either asleep or just don't seem to comprehend the direction that the nation is headed. Interfaith Alliance, a national organization that seeks to protect religious freedoms, told CNN in a statement Thursday, this is blatant religious that should have absolutely no place in public schools in Oklahoma or any other state. True religious freedom means freedom in ensuring that no one religious group is allowed to impose their viewpoint on all Americans. The vast majority of people of faith in this country reject these dangerous, intimidating efforts to force a Christian nationalist agenda into our schools or courts and our government, the statement said. Let's go to Tristan from Kenosha. Good morning to you, Tristan. You say what?
Howdy. I just want to say, like, I don't think people realize that this could ever happen because they just assumed the separation of church and state was just not going to,
was ironclad. Was ironclad.
Yeah, pretty much. But I guess not.
Yeah.
That's all I have to say. Thank you.
Well, thank you, man. I mean, it clearly should, there should be major pushback on all of this. Let's go to John from West Dallas. Good morning to you, John. You say what?
You know, I'm 70 right now, kind of like you, Earl.
Yeah.
So I kind of moved through the movement of meditation, looking at Eastern spirituality. And I kind of think, like, if Republicans want to push Christianity in the school, okay, it's a crisis. But it's also, that Chinese saying, crisis is the same symbol for crisis is the same symbol for opportunity. So, yeah, okay, let's put the Ten Commandments in. But then let's also talk about ancient Hindu sayings, meditation, some Buddhist stuff.
Right,
let's
right.
throw in some new stuff. Hey, this opens a door of opportunity because, actually our education system needs spirituality. And spirituality is evolving.
Hey,
we
John.
We can't go back.
Hey, John, the difference is they're not going to include any of those other things.
Well, yeah, that's crazy.
That's my point, man. It's only going to be the Bible and the Ten Commandments, nothing else. Thank you very much for the call, man. I wish I had more time. 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuned into a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Up North News Radio.
Pete Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, DJ Olbris joins me to talk about Riverfest La Crosse. And from the Green Bay Children's Museum, Heather Heil is in studio to talk 4th of July in Green Bay.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba, weeknights 7 till 9.
Busted Pencils.
Fully leaded education talk.
Our guest, Jonathan Gurko. Deliberative dialogue and democracy isn't winning an argument.
Instead of how do we win and end the conversation, how do we keep it going? How do I listen in a way on the assumption that someone else has something that I can learn from that will improve my point of view so that we can grow? To me, that's the democratic project.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. Soaring high above La Crosse, this is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.